Hello everyone, welcome to Rejoice in Truth, Season 2, Episode 6. It's been a while, I say that all the time, but the Lord has been really, really teaching me. It's crazy, honestly. It is 11 p.m. at night, and it was kind of on my heart to do this. Plus, this is my time where God disciples me, so Jesus disciples me. And I'm watching this video on prayer. This guy, Gabe Parra, y'all can find him on YouTube. I don't know how to say his last name. But, anyways, it's really powerful, because our prayer life is so important, so crucial, and let me tell you why. Because prayer isn't a religious act, it's a conversation with the one who created you. It's a conversation with the God that created all that is around you. It's a conversation with the God that saved you. And we take it so lightly when prayer is so, so powerful, because let me tell you, our words can tear down or build up. Now, when we are praying, here's where I want to get at. When we are praying the word of God, I'm going to go into this. So when we're praying the word of God, and it says that in the beginning was the word. So if Jesus is the word, he's in agreement with his word, and he is the word. And if we are praying this out loud, like, we're coming in faith, and it's so beautiful. And let me tell you why, because every time you're struggling with this, instead of crying out to God and throwing a tantrum because you don't know what to do, go to scripture, find a verse. If you have to, like, look it up, I use openbible.com or something like that. I don't know. It's called Open Bible Info or something like that. And I search up, let's say, there's sickness. So I find verses on healing, what the Lord says about healing. Because if his will is his word, everything he says, he does not contradict his word. Everything he says will happen, right? He's God. So we are praying these things, and we are in faith, coming to the Lord, praying his word in faith. He sees that. He will answer that. That is his will, right? It says, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Matthew 6, right? So, anyways, what I was getting at this is, like, whatever situation you're going through right now, I would encourage you to find scripture for it and just pray. Just talk to the Lord about these things. Brought me to a verse in Hosea. I'm going through Hosea right now. I really recommend reading it. It's a little hard to understand, but it's so beautiful. There's so many reasons why it's beautiful. But y'all look into that book. It's so good. But Hosea, look at this. This is what God says in Hosea chapter 7, what verse is this? Verse 14. They do not cry out to me from their hearts, but wail on their beds. So he's talking about the Israelites and their idolatry, meaning they're looking to other things but God, right? And God has richly given them, you know, he's taken care of them. He's shown them love, mercy. He feeds them. He clothes them. Like, he says all this, but they've forsaken me, right? This is what God said. So he says that they do not cry out to me from their hearts, but they wail on their beds. So they, from the bottom of our hearts, are we crying out to God to help us, to ask the Holy Spirit to come in agreement with what his word says? Or are we just wailing? Are we just weeping and crying for no reason? No, okay, because weeping is like this deep, honestly, an awe of God. That's really, weeping is, to me, is different than crying. Weeping just has a deeper, richer meaning. But are we just wailing and crying and complaining instead of pouring our hearts out to God? Because, man, let me tell you, the biggest freedom I found, I will never forget this night. It was literally, I want to say Sunday night. Yes, Sunday night. This Sunday night, it was like February 20th, right? I watched this movie, Overcomer. And it was just this really rough season. I was going through refinement and sanctification. It was really hard. I'm honestly still going through it right now. Maybe I just have a new perspective on it. But it's still happening. And I just watched this movie and I was in tears because it was like the Lord was speaking directly to me. It was beautiful. And all these things, I've asked God to reveal the deep sin in me, the deep things that trouble my heart, anything that is pulling me away from Him without me even knowing. And He did through that movie. Like, it all just boiled up and I started crying. And then once it was over, I just went to my little prayer corner in my room. And I just sat there and I talked to God about it all. And the amount of freedom. But you know why I got to that point? Because through that whole season, all the time I'm praying all the time, or I'm trying to, talking with my Father all the time. I'm trying my best to, and just thanking Him and glorifying Him and asking Him for help and how to be more like Jesus in areas. And that's why we cannot forsake prayer. That's why it's important to seek God in secret, and He will reward you, and not reward you riches and prosperity. Like, I wouldn't say that isn't what God wants for it. Like, it's good to have those things, right? But the biggest reward is His presence. The biggest reward is having the Holy Spirit. And I can't even explain that, because people are going to hear that and be like, wow, like, that's a reward? No, it's so beautiful. All I desire is to be in union with the Holy Spirit and to walk with Him. I can't explain. I just feel His... I don't even know what I feel. So much the joy of the Lord right now as I'm saying that. But it's such a beautiful thing. And man, it's okay to pray for, I think the biggest things we should be praying for, okay, it's not wrong to pray for protection, things like that, and asking the Lord to provide, but we have to know that is His will, and it's His word, right? That He will protect those that trust in Him. He will provide for those that seek His kingdom. Like, it's almost like we don't even have to pray for the little things anymore. The bigger things of, Lord, teach me to be like Your Son. Take all the sin that hinders me from following You. Reveal the darkness in me and bring it to light. And I bring that to You. Give me a heart of repentance. Father, I pray You would help me lay down my life for You and for the lost souls. And help me to serve others and love people well like You've called me to. And it's like these bigger things that matter, when the Lord will take care of the little things when you seek Him. Something that kind of is on my heart talking about this is waking up early, or just before you even get out of your room, taking that time of prayer, surrendering your day to the Lord. And you're probably like, I don't even know what to pray for. Here's a tip. Find a wall in your room, find a corner in your room, something like that. On my bed frame, I have verses, I have prayer techniques, I have the Word of God, really. I have prayer points on my bed frame. So then when I sit in my prayer corner, I look at this and I remember what to pray for. I ask God, and it's like, it's all worth it in the end. Like, praise the Lord, man. Praise God. It's all worth it. All this time that you are putting into seeking the Lord is all worth it, far beyond what you could ever imagine, because we both know those things that you are seeking are leaving you empty. If you're trying to look for good other than God, you're gonna find yourself more distracted. And that's just the truth, because sin is looking for good apart from the One who is good. Because again, my youth pastor keeps saying this, and he keeps saying this, where it's like, we can do good deeds, but only for moments. They only last moments, but we cannot sustain the nature of good. But God, because He is good, He gives all good things. He is good. He sustains the nature of good. Where was I going with that? I don't even know where I was going with that. But anyways. but that prayer time is so important. That just knowing that good... the goodness of just Him, and seeking God for who He is, and not for what He does. And I think that's a big one, because a lot of times we pray to just see, you know, miracles, signs, and wonders, but I think the biggest prayer we could ever pray is like, God, I want to know You, because the goal isn't even heaven, okay? Yes, if you've accepted Jesus, if you're bearing the fruits of the Holy Spirit by walking in union with the Spirit, then your salvation, you know, you're going to heaven. But the biggest thing is, do you know God? Because in Revelation chapter 3, I believe, let me double check. I don't want to give you the wrong verse. but he says, depart from me, for I never knew you, right? Oh, sorry, not Revelation. I apologize. Revelation 2. Where is it? Holy Spirit. Wow. Do y'all know what I'm talking about, though? Oh, actually. Oh, never mind. Sorry, yeah. Revelation 3. Alright. It says, okay. I know, verse 15. Chapter 3, verse 15. I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth. Wow, those are some scary words, right? Because you're neither hot or cold. Hot, being hot is knowing God. I have this person in my mind right now, like as I say this, because, well, I'm not trying to judge here. Like, I'm really not, but it's important that we are taking the time to know God. We have to remember that the enemy will offer us the apple without reminding us of the consequences ahead. But the Lord offers us something that doesn't look that pleasing or desiring, but is building up for eternal glory. We have to remember that every time something comes our way. Is this of the Lord? Will it bear fruit in the future? Or this of the enemy? It looks good now, but I know the consequences. And ask for discernment, ask for wisdom. This is all the Holy Spirit. You cannot do it on your own strength. You need the Holy Spirit. This is important. Important that we learn this now. It's important to go through those trials. And I know I hate, okay, maybe I don't hate, I dislike going through trials, going through bad times, going to times where I don't feel God, going to through times where I don't feel his presence, where things aren't going my way, where I don't feel joy. I do not like that at all, right? But it's so worth it because this is where I learn to be more like Jesus. And learning to be more like Jesus brings me closer to the Father because he says, I am the way to the Father, right? The way, the truth, and life. We know this. But also saying that we must repent of this old life. We can no longer live in the desires of the flesh, the passions of this world. And that's why it's hard, because the Lord says, be holy for I am holy. We cannot be holy on our own account. We need the Holy Spirit again to sanctify us, right? Purify us, cleanse us. So that's why I'm very cautious with the things I watch, the things I listen to, the things I say. Because I am to be holy in all my conduct. This is what 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15 says, that be holy because the Lord is holy, right? So be holy in all that you do. You need the Holy Spirit for this. You need the Holy Spirit for everything. And we know the Holy Spirit is the, sorry, I just wrote a note on this. The Holy Spirit is the personal presence of God. We need the personal presence of God, the Ruach. Ruach, there we go, in Hebrew. We need this. We need him. We need him to do all this, because our flesh wants everything. It's always at war with the Spirit. And I just hope when you listen to this, you don't just copy and paste what I say, but from the bottom of your heart, you cry out to the Lord to be more like his Son. And I don't know, whatever you're going through, just show me, just say, Yahweh, Abba, show me how I can be like Jesus in this. And he'll give you verses. He'll give you songs. He'll give you people with godly wisdom. Like, he'll put these things and he'll minister to your heart. And he'll put opportunities. And, like, God is so good. I can't even explain. God is so good. I'm not going to put music behind this just because I'm talking quiet, because it's really late at night. So I just hope my voice is calming. But anyways, it's important that we invest time with God and pray that we would respond to what he tells us to, respond to the gospel, respond to when the Holy Spirit nudges to repent. Like, just pray that God will help you with this. Like, every time, look, this is what I do. When God says, obey me, my daughter, do what I say. And I say, Lord, help me to do so. When he says, abide in me, you're not taking time to abide. I say, God, help me to do so. Because I am not relying on my own strength. I fully live by the grace of God. I wake up every day. Lord willing, the next. But every day I wake up by the grace of God. I walk by the grace of God. I know him by the grace of God. Like, it's nothing I could do. And the only thing I could do is just surrender my life. Surrender this flesh. Crucify it. And wholly live for Christ. And it's hard sometimes. But I wanted to talk about this. I have such a huge desire to teach. And God right now is like, don't go live. Don't talk. Don't make videos. Just learn from me. And I think a lot of times when I do ministry, I try to do it for people and not for the Lord. And he's just telling me to just stop and take time to learn from him. Because I'm just taking and not absorbing. So just for, I'm thinking 40 days. I don't really know where God is leading me in this. But I'm just going to stop posting. And if he tells me go live, you know, I'll go live. But this podcast episode is kind of my hurt. So I asked Holy Spirit, give me this sermon. He said, do it. So I'm reminded of when God gave a vision to Paul and says, don't stop speaking. So I have this huge, oh my goodness, it burns within me to teach the word of God. But sometimes we just need to take time and learn from him. Take my yoke upon you, for I'm gentle and lowly in heart. This is rest for your souls. So sometimes we need to take a break from filling others. And we need to be filled by the Lord so we can continue to fill others. And yeah, that's where I'm at right now. I'm getting to his word. I'm studying it. I'm going deep. I'm trying to. I get distracted sometimes. It's hard. But again, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, convict me. And help me to do something with conviction. Put action behind it. Because actions. He's looking for obedience, a faithful servant that will get back up even though he or she fails. So this is very important that you're listening to this, I would say, because Holy Spirit would say, because I just want you to know the Father, not for what he's done, not for what people say, but you know him because of his word. I just want to ask you, who has God been to you lately? Like, for me, he's been so patient, so faithful through all the sanctification, through all of this, through all the times where I just don't get it, through all the times where I spend more time on Instagram than I do in prayer or seeking him, really. He's been so patient, so faithful, always staying, and always patiently waiting for me. I don't know why he does it, but he does. Thank you, Lord. And he's just been a savior from all the horrible thing. I could never imagine my life without him. Oh my goodness, I would be dead if it weren't for him. He's just so good. And the more and more, just say this, like, who has God been to me? And you just, it just fills your heart with gratitude because who he is, not for what he's done. I mean, he can do great, amazing, unbelievable things. But who he is far greater than all that he can do. Because there's so much in him. There's life. There's light. He's so beautiful. Anyways, here's an adoration of God. I want to give you a little prayer tip. It's called tacos. It's kind of weird, but it's like, what are those things called? Where it's like, I know it starts with an A maybe? Analogy? Is it analogy? No. Has a different word, but anyways, it's called tacos, so it's kind of weird, but this is how you should pray, or how I try to pray. T, give thanks to God for who he is, for what he's done, and just give thanks for all that you have, and all that he's given you, right, and who he is. Thank you, God, that you're faithful and loving and kind, etc. Let it come from the bottom of your heart. What comes up? A, adoration. Pour out your heart. Pour out adoration to him. Write this down if you need to and, like, stick it up on your wall or something. But anyways, adoration. Thank you, God. You are so beautiful, so loving. Oh, that's kind of the same thing, but thanks, adoration. And then TAC, confession. Confess the darkness inside of us. Just bring it to light. Lord, to bring it to light. Confessing, you know, I guess your sin and also the truth. There's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, Romans 8:1. Like, in confessing his word, right? And then TACO, oh, pray for others, pray for those around you, pray for your neighbors, your neighborhood, pray for your friends, your family, this world, people, celebrities to come to Jesus, like, pray for others. And then TACO, and then S, pray for yourself, you know, I want to know you, Lord, teach me to be like Jesus, etc. But I would write that down. It's really helped me a lot. Just have less of a rushed conversation with God. And by the way, if y'all have a gift of tongues, pray in tongues. But yeah, it's just a lot of things that God has just been showing to me. Because a lot of times we want to rush our prayer life because we have, I guess, so much on our agenda that we have to do. But know that you can pray to Him as you walk. You can pray to Him in your mind. Like, you can, I shouldn't say pray, you can talk to Him. That's what I meant. But anyways, pray, talk, same thing. And that He is worthy to receive glory and honor and praise. And, like, we don't do it because we feel like it or we don't feel like it. We do it because He's worthy. Because He's so worthy. That's why we do what we do, right? That's why we seek God and worship Him. Anyways, it's pretty late. But I'm just gonna pray with y'all. Sorry, I'm so tired. Anyways, I'm not tired. Anyways, I just want to pray with y'all, if that's okay. Heavenly Father God, I thank you so much for the person listening, for this podcast, for this platform, Lord. Thank you for the way you're discipling and ministering to us. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, for your there we go. Thank you for beautiful Yeshua. I just pray, Lord, that you would help us to know you more. I thank you that this is your desire. I thank you that you didn't leave humanity in our brokenness and our ruin, Lord, but you want to save us. As we reach one hand to you, one hand to heaven, and we're digging the other, we're digging a hole for ourselves with the other hand, Lord, I just pray that you will lift us up and set our feet on solid ground. Thank you for being a savior. Thank you so much. God, help us to repent, to put action towards what you have told us to do, to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. We need help to repent, Lord. We cannot do this on our own strength, but we need you to convict us, God. God, I pray that we would receive your living waters, not by striving, but by simply just spending time with you. Pray that you would fill the weary heart and the weary soul, that they would experience and live with the peace that surpasses all understanding, as it says in Philippians 4:7. Thank you that your word is true. It does not contradict itself. It is true, and it is good. God, I just pray that more and more people would know you. Teach us to lay down our lives for you and for the souls that do not know you, even those that claim to know you. Father, you say that we will know them by their fruits, Lord. I just pray that the fruit of our lives would be love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, gentleness, self-control. You know the rest. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22-23. Because we are full of your Holy Spirit, I pray that you would empty out Camila, that you would empty out whoever else is watching us. Empty us out and fill us with Christ. God, I thank you so much for rest. I pray rest over the one that is weary and the one that needs it, Lord. I pray that our thoughts would be ruled by you and that Holy Spirit, you would take over every single aspect of our lives. And we are in agreement with whatever you want to do, God. I ask that your will would be done. And I pray forgiveness. Forgive us for running, God. Forgive us for following our own ways and looking to other things to save us when it is only you alone. You alone, God. May your will be done and may we recognize this and know this, God, and know you deeply and intimately, and that all may see that you are God and that we would be your vessels in all of our lives. All that we are is yours. We love you so much, so much. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'm sorry it was kind of slow. But It's still late. And yeah, I just encourage you, find a book in the Bible to read. First Peter is really good. If you're really just in a season of sanctification, First Peter is so, so good. If you're in a season of God is refining you to be more like Jesus, he's taking friends away, he's changing your heart, changing your mind about things, read First Peter. Super good. I'm trying to think about Philippians, it's really good too. Colossians, there's a lot of deep, beautiful things in Colossians. John, if you're just starting to read your Bible, read John. You'll fall in love with Jesus. I'm trying to think of it. Matthew's really good too. I really love Matthew. But yeah, and then if you're looking for Old Testament books, read Psalms. Always people recommend. Oh, read Acts, by the way, after you're done with John. Anyways, or read John, Romans, and then Acts. I don't know. Hosea again, but just pray for wisdom when you read that. Godly wisdom, pray for discernment. I'm trying to think of another beautiful. Job is pretty good too. Ruth, I like Ruth. Exodus is so beautiful in some way, just as Genesis. It's a little hard to understand, but if you're looking to understand Genesis better, go to hillsdalecollege.org, and they have a free online course on the book of Genesis. I've a lot of good stuff on there. I did it, and the Lord revealed a lot to me through that, so yeah, I'm like not trying to promote them, but at the same time I am. Anyways, but just to help you with Genesis. And y'all, get plugged into a church and community. Don't be afraid to ask for prayer, ever. I used to be so afraid to ask for prayer because I thought I had to be a good Christian and everything was okay with me, but dude, we all need accountability and we all need prayer. Anyways, but yeah, just pray the word of God out loud and seek him always. Anyways, I love y'all so much, and I know the Lord is madly in love with you, and Yahweh loves you so, so much. And, yeah, God bless you guys.